Blog Talk Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot the shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow. Just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam. I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect them. I made the call, it was just like I'm reppin'. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah.
That's always my favorite.
What's up? What's up? What's up, kid? Yeah, I love that song. And I'm hearing it all over social media now, too, and I feel like that's because of us. I don't know why. I'm going to go ahead and take credit for that. That is definitely because of us. What's going on, kid? How you doing?
What's going on? I'm doing good. How you doing?
I cannot complain. I cannot complain. What is going on, listeners? Welcome to another awesome episode of Point Blank Radio. You have yourself, Dwayne. You have me, Dwayne is that tactical, the one, the only, the queen of our show, Miss Kia Point Blank Firearms. And we normally have Elliot of Six and Tactical, but Elliot is cutting class again today. I don't know, this guy, we got to write him up. Too much absences.
You leave Elliot alone now.
I'm sorry. You know that's my guy. I got to keep bugging Elliot. Elliot, hopefully you're listening. We miss you, man. I'm now outnumbered today. It's 1v1 today. So I can take it. I can definitely take it. So, Kia, how was your weekend? You know, fill us in. How was your weekend? How was your week since the listeners last heard from you?
Everything is good. Of course, still training, still hosting classes. And, you know, everything is going good. I'm very proud of people, you know, willingness to want to learn the proper way of handling firearms. They're anxious to make sure that they're following the laws like they're supposed to. So I'm very happy about that.
No, that's awesome. And folks, just so you know, Kia is rated number one firearms instructor in North Carolina by some magazine.
Always started.
I love seeing what you're doing on social media, man. It's beautiful. I saw you did a class the other day with, I think you said like a retired military gentleman, right? And that was just beautiful. I love it. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that like?
Well, of course, it's always fun to talk to military folks, right? But he was so used to shooting M16s and 50 cals, and he's like, hey, I want to learn to be proficient in handguns as well. And I was like, okay, I can help you. So, yeah, that was fun.
So I got a question. Did he look at you weird because you're a lady with a gun, or did he just say, to hell with it, I'm embracing what this is the guy to teach, and I love it? How was that experience?
Actually, he was very, like, he didn't even look at me either way. You know what I'm saying? He was just so interested in, I guess, learning that he was just, I mean, he didn't look at me funny for being a woman or anything. So he just, hey, he wanted to learn. And yep, he was a good guy.
That's a big deal. For you know, in our industry, it's hard enough, you know, coming in as, let me not say it's hard, because it wasn't that hard for me. I had to kind of find my own lane, you know, as a new black instructor, but I can just imagine what it's like as a, you know, for a female black instructor. And I just think it's beautiful when they see you and they're just like, I don't care what she look like, don't care if she's a she. I just want to learn. And the fact that you are the number one firearms instructor, point blank, firearm safety all in North Carolina, just adds to it, you know. So, and when I saw that story, I was like, that's so dope. Look at my girl. She's getting it. She's getting it. Good job. Good job again. Real hand clap to you.
Yeah,
he was
cool. He even signed up for a class after that. So, you know, he was real cool. And he's going to have his daughter come sign up and, you know, stuff like that. So he's real cool. He's cool.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. My weekend was very interesting. Apparently, you know, we always talk in the show about about changing laws and, you know, making sure that, you know, you're involved, right? So apparently a while ago,
right.
I started getting emails and a bunch of letters in the actual real mail saying that I signed up to be a delegate for the Republican Party of Colonial Heights, the city I'm in Virginia. And I didn't know what none of that stuff meant for real, just being completely honest. And my wife looked it up, and she was like, hey, you get to help choose the order of, you know, the governor, candidates, whatever. So I didn't even know I signed up. I remember going to a gun store on a weekend, a bunch of weekends ago, and some gentlemen was out front, and they was like, hey, you want to sign up? I was like, you know what? I know how it is to be sitting in front of a store and not getting anybody talking to you. So I just signed up, put my name, phone number. Apparently, I signed up to be a Republican delegate. So I apparently am a Republican delegate.
Congratulations.
But it was an awesome experience. I know, right? Right? I know. But I went out Saturday, and it was pretty cool. We went out, and it's not really voting. It's you get to pick it's kind of like I don't know if it's like the primaries. I don't know what it is. I'm still learning a lot about the law myself. But, you know, they give you a bunch of names for Virginia governor, for what I call the vice governor. And they give you a bunch of different names, and you put them in order. And, you know, you pick one person who you think should go first, and then the second, third, and I guess they take all of that information and they pick who they want to be the main person for governor and for vice governor. I forgot lieutenant governor. I think that's what it's called. And I forgot what the other third one was. But it was an awesome experience because, you know, at first I wasn't going to do it. And then because I'm like, I'm not Republican. You know, but then I was like, well, that's the problem right there. A lot of times we focus so much on what party we align ourselves with versus and just say automatically the other party have nothing to offer us. You know, instead of actually listening, reading, doing your research on what the other parties are bringing to the table. You know, we put on this, we get so tunnel vision on, I'm a Democrat. I'm liberal, whatever other parties, independent, all the other stuff that you know, people tend to say they are and don't even look about what anybody else is offering. So for me, I've just, my message over social media over the weekend was, folks, vote for who you like. Vote for the person that does stuff for you and your family, you know, that has that stands by what you want. You know, I'm not going to vote for somebody because they're Democrat. You got to earn my vote. I'm not going to vote for somebody because they're Republican or whatever. You got to earn my vote. So that's why I recommend to our listeners, don't just give them free votes, y'all. Make these candidates, no matter what they're running for, make them earn your vote. And don't just vote for the president and that be it. No. Vote locally. You know, vote mayor, vote governor, vote locally. If it's the person, for sure. Vote. Just get out and vote. Get involved. But that was my weekend. Yeah, I signed up for some stuff I didn't even know.
Yeah, because I always tell people, you know, vote for whatever person, individual, closely resembles what matters to you. So, you know, when I was at the gun show, you know, people were asking, you know, I was telling people about HR 127, you know, having them sign a petition. And I had people flat out just say, are you a Republican? And I was like, listen, I don't really align now. Mind you, I used to definitely be a strong supporter of the Democratic Party. But the thing of the matter is, when I start looking at issues and things that matter to me and my family, you have to align yourself with, you know, what matters to you. So if a Republican is supporting what matters to you and your family, then I'm going to vote for the Republican. If it's a Democrat that, you know, is more closely aligned with what I vote issues now. I don't do straight party tickets, and I don't, you know, I look at individual people and I decide who I'm going to vote for based on what matters to me and my family. So.
Yeah, absolutely, and I couldn't have said it any better than what you just said. Absolutely. Folks, vote for the issues. You know, don't just vote. Again, make them earn your vote, and then when they get in office, hold them accountable. And no matter what office that is, you hold them accountable. Make sure that whatever issues they said they're going to fix that lined up for you, for why you brought them in, or for why you voted for that particular person, hold them accountable to it. Don't just let them say, hey, I'll get to it. No, get out there, get your people, go do whatever form of protesting you need to do, whether it's signing petitions like Kia's doing. She's getting out there, signing petitions against a very scary bill. You know, do your part, especially for us in the 2A community. We have so much stuff that's coming down the pipeline that's looking very scary. Look like a lot of bills or laws or whatever is getting ready to come down that can threaten how we, how we concealed, what type of firearms that we can do, just straight up threaten our Second Amendment rights, right? So, Kia, tell us a little bit about that scary one that's in North Carolina. What people's considering scary? I know we spoke about it a little bit earlier.
It is the bill. It is H.R. 398, and it's not a scary bill at all. And whenever people post about it and I say, no, this is a good thing, people are like, what? How is this good? You know, how is this good? And I'm telling people, like, hey, House Bill 398 is basically to repeal the permit process. So instead of in the state of North Carolina right now, if you want to get a gun permit, you have to go to the sheriff's department. You have to submit an application to them, and they run a background check through you, a federal background check. And then you have to wait for them to contact you to say, hey, come pick up your permit. And then at that time, you can go and purchase a handgun. Well, what they're trying to repeal is skip that process. Well, let me back up. Once you get your permit, you go to the FFL, to the gun store, whatever, to purchase your firearm, they're going to do the exact same background check on you, the exact same one that it takes the sheriff's department 4 to 5 weeks to do. And sometimes in some counties, depending on what county you're in, it could be longer than that. So what they're proposing is now you skip that part about the sheriff, and then you go straight to your gun store, and they're going to run the exact same background check on you, and that's that. North Carolina courts, they basically furnished mental health. People say, well, what about the mental health part? Well, it's the exact same background check that the sheriff's department does. So the state of North Carolina, their court system basically feeds mental health information and records into this system called NIC, and that's how they get the mental health piece on it. So they do very thorough background checks. It's nothing different or nothing new. It's just that now you don't have to do the redundancy of having two background checks running on you. Normally when you go to the gun store, it takes about, 10, 15 minutes for them to finish the background check, whereas instead of waiting 4 weeks or 5 weeks or 8 weeks to get your gun permit before you can even purchase a handgun. Now,
I said that doesn't sound scary at all. It actually sounds like it makes sense.
No, but the thing is people misread it, and they're like, oh, my gosh, we can't let this happen. And I'm like, if you really take a moment to really read it and really understand it, it's not bad at all. It's actually good because it's duplicate. And think about it, it's costly. So in some counties it's $8, $5 or whatever to run a background check just to the sheriff's department, whereas when you go pick up your gun, you don't have to pay that extra background check process or whatever. So it's not a bad thing at all. This is also does not have anything to do with the conceal and carry process. The conceal and carry process is going to remain the exact same. It's just when you go and purchase a handgun. So that's it.
See, that's what I was going to ask you, too, because when I first heard of this bill, I thought it was, you know, North Carolina was trying to become a constitutional carry state. You know, so again, I completely misread it, and I know a lot of people probably misread it, but it's about taking the time. It's about, you know, taking the time and reading and getting the proper information and not just getting angry and be like, oh my gosh, they're bringing gun control. It's gun control, gun control. Second Amendment people, we hate that word gun control, but the reality is not everything that's being passed is out there to take away our guns. Sometimes if we take time, read what's being put in place, it actually makes some sense, some of the things that are being put in place. But that doesn't mean don't read it with a fine-tooth comb and read the fine print and the finer print and then double back and read some more. Make sure you're definitely reading, because they do kind of sneak some stuff in there. So I'm glad to hear, like you said, so the process to get – so it's not I'm new to North Carolina. I go into the gun store, say, hey, let me get that handgun, and I walk out. There's still a process for me to carry said handgun, right?
Yeah, so North Carolina is an open carry state. So in North Carolina, you can always open carry. But either way, before you can purchase a handgun, you're still going to go through a background check. You're still going to go through a mental health check. Everything is still the same. It's just that instead of doing it twice, you only have to do it one time now. And the surprising thing about it is when it went to the House, it didn't just barely pass. Like, it passed overwhelmingly. So, like, 69 yays and 48 noes. So it's like, hey, people want this. They want this. So hopefully, I hope it passes, actually.
Yeah, hopefully, and it sounds like it's going to pass too. That's really cool. I know I was telling you earlier, and I can't find the state. For our callers out there, we didn't even share the number to y'all. Callers, listen, if y'all want to talk about anything that you want to chime in, anything that we're talking about today, again, give us a call at 845-241-9979. We get so caught up just talking about laws and stuff like that, we forget to share our number. So, again, that number is 845-241-9979. Give us a call. And, you know, if you want us to talk about a particular topic or just want to say hi, use that number. Give us a chat. Give us a shout. I think it was Colorado, because I remember around the same time they had that crazy shooting out in Colorado. But Colorado, if it's not Colorado, it might be Minnesota. It's one of those two places. They're actually trying to ban brass ammo. They say only when you're hunting. You know, and to me that didn't make any sense. Like, what kind of other type of ammo do you use when you hunt outside of steel or aluminum? You know, have you heard anything about that, or should I do what I've been telling our callers?
It's in Arizona.
And go do some more research.
It's Arizona, actually, and it says on April 1st, a federal judge in Arizona. So it looks like they were trying to ban. Let's see. I'm looking it up as I go. Traditional ammo. When you're hunting,
like,
so they call
insane.
Traditional ammo brass, looks like.
Yeah.
So a group alleged that by allowing hunters to hunt with traditional ammunition in the 1.6 acres of Kaibab National Forest, which is authorized by Arizona state law, the Forest Service was violating the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. So it was just, it looks like it was just them using traditional brass ammunition in this particular forest when they were hunting. They were trying to ban it. Yeah.
Okay. See, I heard brass, and as a Second Amendment person, I was like, this is ridiculous. So I did exactly what we're telling our calls not to do. I'm getting worked up. Like, this is crazy. How dare the state ban brass ammo without reading the fine print? See, folks? Thank you, Kia, for reading that fine print to me, because I didn't even see none of that. I just saw a band, brass, and I was like, ridiculous. I'm ready to go march, you know? But, you know, talking about band, I love my list. I got another list.
Right.
I got a list of band guns, ammo, and parts in each state. So I'm not going to say every single part, but I thought some of these things pretty funny. And in some of the actual states, I was very surprised. Some of the states is like, yeah, we don't ban anything. Did you want to hear my list?
I do.
Yeah, please say yes. Awesome.
Yes,
awesome. Because, you know, I was about to cry. I was about to cry live if you said no. and I want to hear my list. All right, so it's going to go down in alphabetical order. So guess what's banned in Alabama?
What?
What's banned in Alabama is brass or steel Teflon-coated handgun ammo. So you can't have brass or steel Teflon-coated handgun ammo. That's interesting. Guess what's banned in Alaska?
What?
Absolutely nothing. Alaska, don't ban anything. It says none, free state.
All right.
Nothing
all right,
banned
Alaska.
In Alaska. I know, right? Right? And then Arizona. Apparently, they say nothing is banned in Arizona. I think they're probably talking more statewide than just parks, like what you just told
right.
me about.
National
but nothing
parks
is banned
stuff,
in Arizona. Yeah,
yeah
nothing
wow.
is banned in Arizona. Arizona, free state. You guys want to do anything? Alaska, Arizona, so far on the list. Arkansas, machine guns and short barrel rifles. So, again, folks, you know, sometimes we go and let me see. Arkansas is in the process of removing the ban to allow those who obtain a federal permit to obtain firearms. So a lot of times we go and get what's called an SBR, a short barrel rifle, which we do have to – there's a process for that, you know. So a lot of times you see people having these short AR-type pistols, or as like you regular folks like to call them, assault rifles. Number one, they're not assault rifles. A rifle can't assault anybody. Like saying I have an assault handgun or assault phone. No such thing as an assault gun.
What about an assault car?
Either way, hey, if you hit somebody with it, it's now an assault car, right? Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, if you hit someone with it, that particular car is an assault car. So this is just another one of the things that if I took my short barrel rifle that I have here in Virginia over to Arkansas, thinking, hey, I got my tax stamp and everything through the ATF, guess what? Banned, I'm a felon. So, again,
wow.
definitely look at what's banned in your state. So machine guns are pretty much banned almost everywhere, but I think these are just talking about even if you got your $200 tax stamp from the ATF, they're still banned in
mm-hmm.
your state. Banned in California, oh, my gosh, this list is long.
You probably just saw what is legal in California as
know,
opposed
right?
to what is banned.
I know. That might be so easy. So let me see. What's legal in California? A handgun with anything less than 10 rounds.
All right.
And an AR with anything less than 10 rounds. I'm just going to skip. I'm going to name two things. Armor-piercing ammo, illegal in California. Cane guns, wallet guns. That's interesting. Undetectable firearms, those ghost guns that they're being called. Machine guns, multi-trigger activation. Yeah, everything is illegal. And don't get a gun in California. Don't go to California, y'all. And we're going gambling to go to California on Friday, as I say, don't go to California. Colorado, machine guns or any magazine holding more than 15. So if you have an AR in Colorado, you got to keep it below 15 or you're a felon.
Well, my Smith & Wesson 9mm holds more than 15 rounds, so that's illegal as well.
Ma'am, don't take it to Colorado. You're a felon. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it. let me see. Connecticut, assault rifles, except for Olympic pistols. So you can't have an assault Olympic pistol. So if the Olympics go to Connecticut,
okay.
you can have an Olympic-style pistol in Connecticut. They do have a magazine capacity, 10 rounds. You can't do that. Any semi-automatic shotgun with a pistol grip. So I can't have an AR-12. It has to be regular traditional pump action or break action shotgun. That's interesting. Or any magazine holding more than 10. I did not know Connecticut had a magazine capacity. 10 is the max, so Kia, you can't take your gun there. Nope, you're a felon
gotcha.
If you take your gun there.
Wow,
you can't.
Okay.
Being that he's not here to defend himself, he definitely can't take his high point there. We all know who I'm talking about, Mr. Elliot.
He's
going
to get you, trust me.
Tactical. He can't take his high point there with a double-stacked mag. So, Elliot, keep a high point out of Connecticut. Delaware, machine guns, trigger can't. Just don't go to Delaware. Florida, dragon's breath shotgun shells. Have you seen dragon's breath shotgun shells yet?
No.
they're the coolest thing. I'm surprised you don't have a whole slew of those. So Dragon's Breath shotgun shells, folks, they're the coolest things ever. So when they when you shoot them and it comes out the barrel, it's pellets with fire. It's the coolest thing ever. It looks like Dragon's Breath. Look it up on YouTube, Kia. Yeah. Listeners,
look
up Dragon's Breath shotgun shells. Yep. Definitely look it up. Those are banned in Florida. Guess what's banned in Georgia? Nothing. It says Georgia is a free state.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Good job,
I know.
Georgia.
Georgia's a free state. Right down the street from us. Hawaii, might as well be in California. Everything's banned in Hawaii. So I'm not even going to say nothing. Idaho, home of the potatoes. Another free state, y'all. Hopefully my wife is listening, babe. Listen, we got a couple states that we can look at. Is Idaho. I don't know if you want to move to Idaho, but that's one of those places too. Call in and let me know what you think of Idaho. Illinois, yeah, we're just going to skip those. They have some very, very strict gun laws in Illinois. So, and you know what? I'm going to stop in the eyes. Indiana, yeah. So it says banned in Indiana, and right below it says just the United States. So apparently the United States is banned in Indiana. That's literally all they put. Was the United States.
You have to do North Carolina, you have to do Virginia.
Oh, I got you. So I'm going to skip all these other states because everything is banned there. Let's see, North Carolina, New York. You know, it didn't even give me a list. It just gave me a whole paragraph. it's like a mini story. Let's see, what's banned in North Carolina? Teflon-coated ammo. That's it. That's not bad. I'll take it. Teflon-coated ammo.
Yeah, North Carolina. Good job.
Right? That's it. And let's see what's banned in Virginia. Machine guns that aren't registered with state police. Okay. So even if I do it through the ATF, I still have to register it with the state police. And for those of you that don't know what a machine gun is, a machine gun is a big gun, like an AR, that pretty much shoots full auto. That's what's considered a machine gun. Rifle style long gun that shoots full auto is considered a machine gun. Plastic firearms. So here in Virginia, we can't do 3D copies of firearms at all. And Striker 12, commonly known as street sweepers.
Darn.
So apparently, you can't have a Striker 12 with a street sweeper. Yeah. Or any semi-automatic folding stock shotgun. Okay, so those of you that have semi-automatic shotguns with that folding stock to make it small and a truck gun, don't do it. And especially, it's also illegal to have that same shotgun with 12 shells or more. So don't do it. So those are some of the things that are illegal. You know, well, I find that interesting when we talk about what's legal and what's not. And kind of going back to what you was talking about earlier with the 398 bill that's being passed or, you know, that they're looking at in North Carolina, I think it's interesting that, you know, we have states like North Carolina, Virginia, that have, compared to states like California, Illinois, New York, those states, we have very loose gun laws, right, compared to those folks, because I can go to a store right now, go to Walmart, say I want that rifle, and I'm out in 15 minutes, you know? But yet, we have the least gun violence. But how do you feel about that? What's your thoughts on that?
I think if someone would stop and just take a moment, you know, they would see that maybe the laws being stricter are not really doing anything to stop any crime. And when people say that, people are like, that's not true. I'm like, look at Chicago. Look at New York City.
Yeah.
Look at California. You know, look at all these places that have these tight gun laws and look at their crime rate. So if you're a statistics person, right, if you just run the numbers don't lie. So I don't get how they can possibly get that they think that more tighter gun restrictions are gonna, you know, help with the violence, but you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I completely agree. I second and third that, you know, folks, our laws here in Virginia and the laws in North Carolina, they're it's not that they're not strict, is that, you know, they follow what the Second Amendment really is, you know. They don't constrict us on us getting a firearm to protect ourselves. You know, I look at a place like New York, my hometown. You know, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and my wife is from California. And over the weekend, you know, I think New York had, I think it says at least 20 shot over Bloody Weekend. This is New York. This is a city with the strictest or some of the strictest gun laws. Some of the strictest gun laws. And guess what they're calling for at the end of this weekend? Guess what they called for, Kia?
What?
They called for more gun laws. Like, the police commissioner got up on the news and said, you know, he put the babies out there, because I don't know if you heard about the shooting that happened on 42nd Street, right? I think it happened Saturday or some Friday or Saturday, one of them days. And they still haven't, I don't think they've caught the dude yet, or they might have, I don't even know, but in that moment they did it. He got away and they were still looking for him. You're telling me, I don't know if you've been to 42nd Street or when's the last time you've been to 42nd Street, but listeners, I don't even think I can steal something out of a store on 42nd Street before being tackled by a bunch of cops. But yet, these two dudes was able to have an actual shootout on 42nd Street and get away with it. I think they said two ladies and a baby were hit or something like that, and they got on the news, the police commissioner, and he used that poor baby. I said, hey, when is enough going to be enough? Or are we going to watch our kids get shot? You know, enough is enough. Like, you guys have these strictest gun laws, you know, and I just think it's crazy. What are your thoughts on, you know, with them saying, apparently from what I heard, New York is supposed to be like the example. Whatever happens in New York is what this our president and vice president wants to replicate across the country. What do you say to that?
Okay, so you know that my thoughts about that is basically that it's all BS to me, right? So I don't want to, you know, I don't really understand more than. But let me just not say that and make it my opinion. I was doing a study and I wanted to bring it up from the Daily Signal. And they are basically saying that almost every major study on the issue of self-defense or people that use their firearms in self-defense, it says every major study has found that Americans basically use their firearms for self-defense. And they use it between 500,000 and 3 million times a year. And the thing is, no one reports it. So what the Daily Signal has started doing is for the month previous, they start documenting people that use their handguns correctly in self-defense issues and how it saves someone's life. Because I believe that some of this violence would stop if citizens felt more comfortable being armed with their firearms and being able to use it to stop attacks. So this publication basically is going to start documenting, you know, whenever they hear, it's just a few of the stories. So there's a map by heritage.org. And they talked about the number of times that a gun has been used legally in self-defense as of today. Let's just pick North Carolina. There's a lot in North Carolina, right?
Heritage.org?
Huh?
You said it's heritage.org.
Heritage.org. Yeah,
okay.
And they talk about the number of times it talks about, like, how, if the media reported it, right? That's, and then you can look and see how the media reported it. So, like, I clicked on one instance on April 24th of 2021 in Rock Hill, South Carolina, which is on the border of North Carolina. It was an assault. And when you click, and the person used their gun in self-defense. Now, when you click on the article reads, 19-year-old killed in Rock Hill shooting. Here's why no charges were filed. Well, the thing is how they wrote it, how they started it off, 19-year-old killed in the Rock Hill shooting, most people are not going to go to the second sentence.
No, they're not.
But the reason why there were no charges filed is because the person was legally able to carry their firearm and they were able to defend themselves from this 19-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're not going to hear that part. You're going to hear.
No one reports that. No one talks about the time that you used your firearms in a good way.
Yeah. No, that is the truth. Have you heard about, so I like this. I like this. Again, folks, it's heritage.org. Check it out. Again, it's just the more information you know about about becoming a responsible firearms owner, it's better for you. And then share that knowledge with your friends and family, you know. For those folks that are very hesitant about firearms, I think every firearm is an assault weapon or is bad. You know, I've had a couple people from New York that I saw on my social media or saw via social media. It's like, they were responding to Texas becoming or in the process of becoming a constitutional carry state. And a couple of them was like, oh, my gosh, I would never go to Texas. That is just ridiculous. And in my mind, I'm like, you live in New York. Guess what they can do in Texas that you can't do legally in New York? They can legally defend themselves. You can't legally defend yourself in New York, you know, which makes a lot of people in New York law-abiding citizens not get firearms to begin with. We hear a lot of the stories about, you know, people defending themselves and ending up in jail as a bad guy is sitting, laying down in a stretcher or something in a hospital, not in cuffs. You know, we hear too much of those crazy stories coming out of those states. So I really like you sharing this with us, folks. Take your time, go check it out, get informed on, you know, heritage.com. Check out those articles. That's actually really cool because you don't hear that a lot at all. You don't hear any of the good that's turned out from people using a firearm in self-defense at all. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there, folks. Yeah.
Yep, I agree.
Let me see.
And maybe I can start sharing, and maybe we can start have a moment of on our show where we highlight them as well, because I think it's worth mentioning. You know, there's one instance up here in Monroe. The person was a victim of home invasion, and they were able to defend their home with a rifle. So those things like that, they need to be highlighted to see, hey, guns are not all bad. So
no, I don't think there's any guns that are bad. Again, it's the person that's using the firearm. You said earlier about an assault car. You know, a couple of years ago, they had a gentleman who, again, New York, he got behind the steering wheel of a car and he drove down 42nd Street and plowed through a bunch of people, hurting and killing some. Not once did we hear anything about banning cars, or did we hear anything about, oh my God, that's an assault car, or even the maker of that automobile wasn't even brought to court saying, hey, Honda, you guys made this assault car, you know? It was simple.
Right.
The guy was going through something, and it was a bad guy. So they went straight to just the guy. So why is it any different when it's about a firearm, you know?
Exactly.
What is your stance? Real quick, right, because before I go on to the next thing, what's your stance on a negligent discharge when it comes down to an underage kid doing it? You know, who do you blame for that one? Because that's the one thing that I've heard a lot growing up. You know, you hear about that kid that got a hold of mom or dad's firearm and shoots themselves. You know?
It's mom or dad's
fault. You know,
fault.
How they're injuring themselves. Okay, say that again.
It's mom,
whose fault is that?
It's mom or dad's fault. And I say that because you can teach your children the importance of gun safety.
Okay.
And my daughter, she's 14 years old, and I know that she would never do anything like that. Like, if she saw the gun, she wouldn't even pick it up or touch it. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's because she's been taught to respect firearms. And she's also been taught firearm safety. So, because of that, right, she won't have those type of accidents, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm being ignorant to it, but I'm saying I can pretty much, you know, assure you that my daughter won't pick up a firearm accident and shoot herself, right? So it's like you can avoid all of the dangers by simply teaching your children the do's and don'ts.
Yeah. I like
so
that.
So
I
blame
agree.
The parents.
I straight up blame the parents as well. And I know a lot of parents that's listening is like, no, it's not my fault. It's the gun. No, it's not the gun. Stop blaming these objects that don't have a heartbeat. These are objects. You know, it's not the phone's fault. It's not the TV's fault. Parents, guess what? The harsh reality is it's our fault when our kids do something they shouldn't do. You know, especially when they're underage. You know, when it comes down to firearms, you know, you said your daughter is 14. And you said 14, right? That is what you said.
Yeah, she's 14.
You know, she's 14. My son, he's 11. My daughter's 8. And I have a nephew, two nephews. One is 16, and the other one is 5. And they all know the importance of gun safety. And they don't know it from anything they see on TV. They know it from me, dad, uncle. You know, it's something that's not knowledge I bring into the house and I keep to myself, because guess what? These guns are so bad. My daughter can take my handgun. My 8-year-old daughter can take her handgun and load a magazine into the firearm and rectify back, keep it pointed in the safe direction. She knows about like you said, gun safety. She knows about the consequences of if she points that firearm at another person and pull that trigger, what happens next. You know, she knows about death. She knows about right and
exactly.
wrong.
Exactly.
And same thing with my nephew. My nephew hasn't gotten to that point yet to where he's shot yet. But if I left a gun on the floor, and again, he's 5, if I left a gun on the floor, toy or real, one of my training guns or real, he's going to come and get me. And not only is he going to tell me, hey, there's a gun on the floor, he's going to probably reprimand me for that. He's gonna put me in my place, and if he can punish me, he will definitely punish me. He's going to say, uncle, that is not safe. We are kids in the house, and that is not the right thing to do. That is not safe. So, no, I completely agree with you. I do blame the parents. So, parents, those of you that own firearms, introduce the concept of firearms to your kids. I'm not saying introduce the firearm to your kid. That you got to gauge your kid's maturity on that one. To when you actually put that firearm in your kid's hand. Not to go shooting, but again, introduce the firearm to the kid. Let the kid know if you got to gauge your maturity, you know?
Yeah, because not all kids are mature enough to handle it, but if they are,
exactly.
Teach them.
If they are, teach them, absolutely. And you know, so crazy, Kia, I had a student tell me this. My son's not mature enough to learn about guns. I said, okay, how old's your son? Son was 13. I said, okay, every household's different. Does your son have an Xbox or PlayStation? He said, absolutely. Does he play Fortnite, Call of Duty, any of those games? He said, yes, he do. I said, so how can you tell me your son is not mature enough to learn about firearms? Because guess what? Your son knows more about firearms than you do because he plays Call of Duty.
Exactly.
You know,
and
so
the kids need to understand you don't get another life.
You don't get another life.
You don't get to restart.
You don't get to restart. No. You don't get to pull the trigger and shoot a friend or a cousin or a neighbor or whatever and be like, oh, they're going to respond. No. Introduce it to your kids. At least have that conversation. You know, if you think your kids aren't mature enough to actually do the learning the functions of the firearm, at least introduce the idea of a firearm and what an unsafe approach to a firearm looks like, you know? So parents out there, introduce firearms to your kids. You got to gauge the age and maturity level of your kid, but don't let the streets, the video games, the music videos, even worse, social media and YouTube teach your kids about firearms? Because as instructors, we see a lot of crazy stuff sent to us on these, what is it, TikTok and YouTube and Instagram and all these other social media platforms. And we're like, man, I'm always thinking someone needs to call Kia because she's the number one rated firearms instructor in North Carolina. So definitely.
Dwayne, whatever. No, there's a lot of great instructors in North Carolina. I may be one of them, but it's a lot of them.
You know, they are great instructors in North Carolina, but you're just so happened to be the number one. I read the magazine, okay, Kia? I read that magazine, and that's what I saw. I lost the magazine, so I can't even share that with you. I don't know where that is at anymore. Folks, give us a call. Let us know what you think. 845-241-9979. 845-241-9979. Tell us what you think about that. So I got another question for you, Kia. Another question for you. So what's the next gun you're going to buy?
You said what?
What's next on your firearms Christmas list? I want to know, what's next on your firearms Christmas list? Because I'm trying to keep up with you. And
I'm trying to keep up with
that prettiness yet. Huh? Say that again?
No, because I said I'm trying to keep up with you and Elliot.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. I'm not allowed to buy guns. I don't know what you're talking about, what you've seen or anything like that. My wife might be listening to the show, so we're not allowed to talk about that, ma'am. You're trying to get me in trouble. So we're talking about you, Kia, okay? We're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Have you gotten a chance to shoot that AK yet?
Yes.
Have you gotten a chance to shoot that baby yet? How?
Guess what, you said what?
No, I said, have you gotten a chance to shoot that baby yet?
Yes. And she's nice.
Okay.
She's
nice.
Real nice.
You're about to say something about it, though. You're about to
say
something about it.
She's very, very loud, but she's very, very, but she's very, very nice.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay, folks, for those of y'all that missed the last show, and I want to say the show before that, Kia got herself a beautiful AK-47, y'all. Beautiful AK-47. And it looks nice. It looks nice. And we're supposed to see videos. Did you take videos of that? You didn't take no videos, did you?
I have to make sure I shoot some. I had to get used to it at first. There won't be no bloopers out there with me on it.
Well, no, man, I got a chance to shoot my AK a bunch of months ago, and I liked it. It is loud. It is very loud. Did you do it country style and shot it in your backyard? Or did you actually shot it at the range?
Yeah, no. In the backyard, it's just like it echoes.
Oh, man. So, being that you shot the AK and the AR, which one do you like better?
The AR.
So, folks, here live at 9:18 p.m., We just heard the one and only Kia say she loves ARs way better than AK-47s. That's what I heard.
Yes, I
she
do. Now that
AR
I stand behind.
That she stands behind. because there's a big debate. There's a huge debate out there. There's the AR-15 guys and there's the AK-47 guys, or the AR-15 ladies, AK-47 ladies. Some of them say ARs is better, smoother, and they're just sexier guns. And AK-47s, they're loud, like you said. They're gritty. They're known for just being workhorses. And, you know, some people say they're some ugly guns. That's what my wife calls my AK, an ugly gun, every time she sees it. And we know Elliot Bougie self, his high point loving self, he prefers the AR over AK-47. So I'm an AR guy. I think I'm an AR guy, and I'm glad that you are an AR person. So, but, you know, I want to put it out there for the callers. Callers, call us in, 845-241-9979. Let us know, what do you prefer, AK-47, AR-15, AR-15, AK-47, okay? Let us know, and don't call us talking about you prefer a Glock. Glock don't make any of them, all right? This is Glock guys, ladies, stay off of the call, all right? Tired of you Glock folks talking about Glock is king. No, it's not, all right? There's a bunch of other handguns out there that trumps Glock. So Again, 845-241-9979. Kia, how's the setup going for that awesome class you got going on with the deaf community that you got planned coming up? How's that going working out for you?
It's a lot of people that inquired about it but didn't sign up. So I have my the interpreters, I have them ready to go. So they said next time we'll give it a little more time, or we could incorporate maybe the deaf, maybe some deaf people want to take the class along with some people that hear, then they'll just interpret that class.
Oh, nice, nice. I like that. I like that. You know, I'm going to pretend like I don't know anything about it, and I'm going to pretend like the listeners didn't even get on the call last 2 weeks and know anything about it. So, hey, Kia, I heard about this awesome class you're about to put out there. Tell me a little bit about it. And I always put you on the spot because I love what you're doing.
What class are you talking about?
I'm talking about the class that you were just talking about.
With the deaf and hard of hearing class.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Tell us about that, because I still love that. Okay, you know I got to put you on the spot every single time.
Well, what I'm going to do is
I'm a proud guy.
What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to maybe do this again in the fall and try to get or incorporate. I had a couple inquiries, so I'm going to have them incorporate it into the classes I already have, and then I'm going to have the interpreter there to translate, to interpret.
See, that's beautiful. Y'all, she's about to make history. She's making history. She's about to be the first instructor, I believe, in North Carolina. This one I'm not making up, y'all. This one I think is true. All the other stuff I say about Kia is totally true as well, but this one is definitely true, true. She's about to be the first instructor in North Carolina to host concealed carry class and the firearms education class for the hard of hearing and deaf community. So again, that when you told us about that a couple of weeks ago, I thought that was a beautiful thing. I can't wait to keep hearing more about it. I think that's a great that's a great avenue that you're heading down. So ma'am, once again, thank you for being the first to actually even think outside the box. That's way thinking outside the box, which is crazy that it shouldn't be. That class has already been done, but you know, kudos to you for being the first to start that. So thank you, ma'am, for doing that. I can't wait.
You're so very welcome.
So I got. Thank you. I got another question for you, Kia. Does your car got gas in it right now? How the
gas
on your car looking right now?
Uh-huh.
Are you one of the ladies that ran
a full tank?
You ran out and got 10 of those 5 gallons, didn't you? You filled up 10 5 gallons.
No, sir.
What do you think of this gas shortage situation that's going on right now?
I think that it is a way to boost gas prices. Because the thing of the matter is, it's already what's the name of the place? Colonial Pipeline. They've already put out a notification that everything's back up and running. So all that panic for the last 2 days that drove up the gas prices, now it's like, but there was never a panic in the first place.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it's crazy because in some places, there's still panic, which it's not even – you know, you kind of sit back and watch and be like, why are you guys running out? You know, it's that panic buying. Same thing that we saw.
But see, I didn't read everything about what was going on. And I was like, my gosh, so we need to put gas in the car. And my husband was like, top off the gas can. So we were like, after a while I started reading, I was like, now I feel silly.
But you know what? You shouldn't, though, because if you have an empty gas can in your house, it shouldn't be empty. That's preparation 101. I can't wait till we have that prepper's show. That's preparation 101. So I feel sometimes we need a little spark under our butts to remind us, hey, you are not prepared just in case. We have an empty gas can right now in our shed. And I wanted to go fill it up yesterday, but I was like, I'm just going to fill the car up. And guess what? Let's say, you know, stuff hits the fan tomorrow and gas literally just stops flowing or whatever that looks like, all we have is gas in a car, you know. So for those people that actually prep for stuff like this, I actually commend you. Now, for the ones that go out there and take it to a whole nother level, and I saw a bunch of pictures of people filling up 10, 15, 5-gallon portable tanks. And I'm like, that's kind of excessive, you know. But for prepping, don't feel silly because you filled up your extra tank. No, you prepped. And
Did you see the people that were filling up the fertilizer containers? Those little big white plastic containers. You see those? You stepped into those?
I definitely did. Yes, I did. And you know what's so crazy? You know, you said it earlier about the panic buying. You know, I look at those pictures two different ways, right? I look at it as, that's just crazy that someone will fill one of those up and not care about his neighbor, right? But if it's available, if we were to see him doing that on a regular day, would we look at him like he's crazy? And two, I think it's very convenient, if I go down that conspiracy theory route, I think it's convenient that we all seen that picture. You know, that one picture of that couple filling up that fertilizer tank, you know, and when you see that picture, they're going to have some people that reacting like, oh my gosh, is this really happening? And they're going to run out and buy more gas. Or you're going to have those people that's going to look at that and be like, that's just crazy and do nothing about it. You know, so I think, you know, it can go either way when it comes down to panic buying. You know, I was saying earlier, we saw that with toilet paper last year with COVID. Everybody ran out and stocked up on on toilet paper, you know, bought more toilet paper than they would ever buy in a month for a week. You know, we saw it with water. I'm guilty for both. I'm not going to lie. I'm guilty for toilet paper and water because I did do panic buying. And I just thought about my family, like they have to have water. They have to have toilet paper. Everybody's buying it. And in our world, the 2A world, we're seeing that right now with certain types of guns. And I know here in Virginia, we're seeing that with magazines because of all this magazine capacity may be banned or whatever may be banned. So we're seeing a lot of people buy magazines in a lot of gun stores here in Virginia. And we're also seeing that across the country with ammo, you know. So
yeah,
what do you feel? How do you feel about the price gouging of ammo? Do you think it's fair? Do you think who do you think is really driving up those prices? Is it us? Is it them? Is it a combination of both? What do you think?
I think it's a combination of both. I think last year made the prices it drove the prices up just because of supply and demand, right? And there was a lot of people just running out buying, you know, lots and lots and lots of ammunition. And so that in itself is going to drive the price up. And then once people, you know, retailers start realizing, hey, people will pay $50 for a box of 59 millimeter cartridges, right? So
yeah,
they started adding their tax in. So
oh yeah,
I think it's just a vicious cycle of people being greedy.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I'm one of those guilty people that buy ammo every chance I get. But for two different things, I want to make sure that I'm prepared for, God forbid, if anything hits the fan. It's always good to be prepared.
Listen to this, Dwayne. Buying ammunition every chance you get, I do too, but that's not being selfish. That's not being, you know, that's not driving up the price. What happens is when people go out and buy lots and lots and lots and lots of it at one time and stock it away and, you know, things like that. They do it in large quantities. So I think that's what drives the prices up. Not just, hey, I'm going to pick up 1,000 rounds here. You know, then next month, oh, there's a good price over here. I'll pick up 1,000 rounds here. You know, something like that. That's not being greedy.
Yeah, you know what? I appreciate you saying that. Babe, if you're listening, Kia just told me it's okay to continue buying my two boxes every time I go outside.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. Your wife tells you what to do, not me.
That's what I heard, babe. She said that every time I go outside, go ahead and buy some ammo. I'm not.
Your wife knows I'm on her side. I'm on her side.
All the other fellas out there that's been put on restrictions, Kia said it's okay to go buy
I'm on all the wives' side. If you got a wife, I'm on her side.
But no, I do agree with you. It is on both sides. It's on our side for going out and buying in bulk, knowing damn well we don't need 42 boxes of ammo, because when the buyers see that, they're gonna be like, ha, raise the price. And now there's a shortage. Now that supply and demand kicks in, and next thing you know, everybody's out there buying Tula ammo. Remember when Tula and Wolf was the cheapest ammo? Nobody wanted to buy Tula and Wolf. Now that when those things pop up in the store, man, everybody's grabbing them because they're back to, I think Tula and Wolf, I'm seeing at like $25 a box, which would have been high for Tula and Wolf because they used to be like $10 a box. But now they're almost doubled in some areas.
Well, you know, what's funny is I found a picture, Dwayne, of my husband had bought me a gun and some ammunition for Mother's Day a few years ago. And when I looked at the price on the box, it said for the 9mm ammunition, and I think it was Remington, it was like $12.98.
Wow. A box of 50, huh?
A box of 50.
See, folks, $12.98. Don't help anybody. It actually hurts us all. So those of you that are running out there grabbing 25 tanks worth of gas, don't help them drive up the prices. You know, don't help them drive up the prices for gas this summer. I heard someplace in Richmond, all the other the only available gas is premium, and I was like, only available gas is premium. That's the most expensive gas, you know. So, and I hear there's some places across the country, mostly on the East Coast. There's some places on the East Coast to where gas hit $7. That's crazy to hear.
That's really crazy.
You know, and I think, and from what I read last night, it came across one of my tablets was Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida were placed under a state of emergency when it comes down to, you know, because of gas.
Yeah.
Because of this.
And
I
was like, gosh, Governor Cooper, Governor Cooper, he did that real fast. It's like he
closed
the state of emergency before I even realized that there was a problem with the gas.
Yeah. They jumped on that.
Like, that was crazy.
So I got a question now, kind of segueing from gas to, you know, your personal safety. What do you recommend to some of our listeners out there when it comes down to this so-called gas shortage and their personal safety? What is something as an instructor you would recommend or tell our listeners?
Just situational awareness, just knowing what's going on around you. Just knowing what's going on around you. And then, you know, we were laughing earlier. It's like, and knowing that you can't, like, shoot someone for siphoning the gas out of your car. So if this gas shortage were to continue, which we know it's not, so if, you know, it's already fixed now, but if it were to have continued, like, if someone siphons gas out of your car, you can't shoot out your door and shoot them. So just want to put that out there.
Folks, you cannot shoot someone for stealing your gas. All right, don't do it. Don't go to jail over gas, y'all. It is not that serious. All right, remember, folks.
At all.
You cannot shoot a thief. Keep that in mind. You cannot shoot a thief. All right, I do agree with you, folks. It's situation awareness. You know, desperate times are, in my opinion, are created, and we can't really gauge somebody else's desperate times, right? So. We don't know. So keep your head on a swivel when you go pump your gas. You may be pumping just 2 or 3 gallons because you work locally. But to somebody else that really need that feel like they need it right now, guess what? That gas means the world to them. They might be willing to hurt you or your family to get that gas. So keep your head on a swivel, as we like to say, and be super aware of your surroundings. If you pull up to a gas station, male or female, this is an agenda thing. If you pull up to a gas station, and it's dark, the lights is out, and it looks sketchy, move on. You don't have to get gas from there. Move on. Go to a very well-lit right. gas station. Fellas, don't think because you're a dude and you got a gun that you can go to anywhere. We hurt and bleed too. You know, again, your goal is to do what? Make it home to your family, right? Don't go in a gas
right.
station trying to pump a little bit of gas and, you know, get yourself into a situation where you get hurt because you weren't aware of your surroundings, or you was aware of your surroundings and now you reacted and you shot someone because they were trying to siphon your gas, like Kia said. But Kia, we have a caller from 314 area. I'm going to go ahead and put the caller on the line.
Yes, please.
Caller from the 314. What is going on? What is going on?
Well, I wanted to add some safety to your talks regarding guns, if you don't mind. Maybe you've already espoused on this.
No,
please
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Well, those that carry, one more tool they need to have is concealed carry insurance. Because we live in a country of tarts, and even if you are in the right, people will seek civil liabilities against you, and you have to have that defense, even if your state laws tentatively give it to you. And you know what I teach, taught my siblings, that when you come out of a store, just don't walk straight to your car. Stop. As you step out that door, look left and right. You might even want to look above, too. They might want to jump down on you off the roof. But especially look at your vehicle. Especially look at your vehicle and see if everything is cool. You know, is there a car with some occupants in it parked next to you, and the driver is in the car and the occupants are in the car? That don't seem right, because if the driver parked, they would have got out and left, and thereby leaving the driver's side empty. So it's just things like that that people have to be cognizant of in order to protect yourself.
Those are very good tips. Very, very good tips. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Dwayne needs a hand clap for that.
You know what? I got one even better. I'm going to give him the hand clap. Oh, we can do that.
Thank you so much, caller. We really appreciate you for adding those things. Sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hope this isn't a dumb question. 314, where's that from?
Well, that's from St. Louis area. But I'm down in the south right now.
Okay.
I'm in a gun friendly state. But you know, Missouri is more guns friendly, being in the Midwest, than many of your states down south, really. Yes.
Really?
And you know what else needs to be done? You know what else needs to be done, too?
What?
Those who are pro-Second Amendment need to start thinking ahead. We need to start writing legislation. Your best legislation is written by citizens, not politicians. You need to start fashioning your legislation around weapons like what we see on Star Trek. Star Wars, because one day they're going to be here. And believe it or not, as they now try to limit your bullets, they will be trying to limit your photons and neutrons on those type of weapons too.
You're right, because you have to plan for the future. That's what, you know, that's the loophole they're using now for the Second Amendment. They're saying, oh, well, the Second Amendment wasn't written for today's times, you know, and stuff like that. So you're right. Thinking about the future, I think that that will be a very good thing to do, because basically that's what we're battling for right now.
Yeah.
And
families need to have, just like you got bowling leagues, have gun leagues too. And get your children involved with gun safety. Gun safety should be a requirement in schools, because when I was a kid coming up, I used to carry my carbine strapped on my across my shoulder, and we went to school because we had rifle practice after school. I used to ride the bus.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going back to 1932 now, but and did you know there's at least five cities that require a household to have a gun? It's on the ordinance.
Yeah, you know what? I know who you are now. You're the one that told us about that when they said there's some cities that they said they have to own a firearm in their house.
Yeah, they require you to have a firearm. Two of them is in Georgia, Kennesaw and Nelson, and you got one in Texas, of course, Gun Barrel City, Texas, Cooter, Colorado, or Utah. So, yes, that's a good thing because what you're doing is making people to become familiar and comfortable with seeing individuals with weapons or knowing that they have weapons. That's the big problem today. When somebody sees someone that's legally carrying, they freak out. And their fingers start thinking and doing the dialing for them. And in order to get people out of that mindset, they need to see more people exercising their right like you would see if you went down into Texas. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. We always love your words of wisdom. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. No, that's awesome. I just looked up Kennesaw, Georgia, and he's right on the head. It says it's a city in Cobb County, Georgia, located in the Greater Atlanta metropolitan area known as Metro Atlanta. The city is perhaps best known nationally today for the mandatory gun possession ordinance requiring all households to have a gun. That sounds like
so. Let me ask you this, Wayne. Let me ask you this.
Yeah,
what's
go right
the
ahead.
What's the crime rate in Kennesaw?
Ooh. That's a good question. That's a good question. Let's see. All right. Let's see. Crime rate in Kennesaw. You know, you might have to look this up, right? Because, you know, you might be better at doing this than me. I can tell you what it isn't. It's not like New York. I can tell you that for sure.
I can tell you. I'm looking at some statistics about Kennesaw. And the interesting thing that I see is that most of their crimes, they have crimes like other small cities, but they're not that many gun-related.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Property damage, you know, theft, things like that. But let me see if I can break it down to...
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, folks. This is a city that requires every household to have a firearm. And guess what? They don't have the firearm, a lot of those gun-related crimes that bigger cities that have very tight gun restrictions have. How crazy is that, right? So these we're calling for
more
gun
control.
So here
it is right here. Here's a good one. For violent crime. They're at 1.56. It says this is per 1,000 residents, okay? So like 1.5 people per 1,000 residents. The state of Georgia itself is 3.41, and the national median across the United States is four people per 1,000 residents. So Kennesaw is way below Georgia and the national median.
So Kia, you're telling me, right, that a city in Georgia that requires, that makes it a requirement that every household have a firearm has very low gun-related crime rate?
They had one murder.
Wow. That right there on its own is, that's crazy. That's insane.
They had one murder.
One murder.
I mean, not saying that's it, but, I mean, come on now.
Yeah. You know, and here we are. We're talking about New York and what happened over the course of 2 days in New York, what happens all the time in a place like Chicago or California, it just goes right back around. So, folks, the answer is not more gun control. That is not the answer. The answer is you hold these criminals accountable. Don't blame the gun when someone picks it up and do crime because if that person didn't have a gun, guess what? They will use a knife. If they can't have a knife, they will use whatever tool they can get to commit their crime. The answer is not stricter gun controls. All stricter gun controls do is stop someone like myself, someone like Kia, someone like Elliot from protecting our family when someone kicks in our door. I was watching a documentary the other day, Tia, and they were talking to some it was about gun control, and they asked one of these gang members that's locked up for a crazy, crazy, like, gun-related murder. And he said straight up, he was like, they love gun control because gun control makes it, oh, lets him know that it's okay to kick in my door because I can't protect myself. And he said that he can kick in the door, kill you and your family while you're watching this documentary. And I was like, damn, that's real. You know?
Yeah.
Folks, the answer to all this stuff is not gun control. It's not ban the ARs or ban the assault-style weapons, as they call it. No, you put a gun in everybody's hand and you say, hey, you put a firearm in a law-abiding citizen's hand. That we got to make sure that they're not criminals first, right? We put a gun in their hand. And guess what? You have a very protected community. Ain't
right.
No stranger coming
exactly.
Into that community. You know, thanks for looking at those stats because, that's great to know. That's really good to know. Babe, if you're listening, Kennesaw, Georgia, we might be going there. Kennesaw, Georgia,
yeah.
Baby. We're coming.
Do a little more research. Have, you know, and like I said, they have other stuff going on, but it's not gun related.
I know. You're like, no. It's, don't forget, Dwayne, it's Georgia. Georgia got its ups and downs for us. So.
Right.
Oh, man. And it's in Cobb County. I think when I worked for another company in my past life, we did a store in the Cobb County area right outside of Cobb. So, and I had no clue. I forgot what I was going to ask you, Kia. I completely forget. I just keep wanting to people like, you're awesome. the caller threw me off. Caller, I really appreciate you calling in, but you threw me off. Completely threw me off. Cut it out, callers. The last 13 minutes, y'all, give us a call. Let us know how do you feel about taking requests from callers for next show? How do you feel about that, Kia? Think it's a good idea?
You doing what now?
If we started taking requests from callers that subscribe to us on Point Blank Radio, if they, you know, subscribe to us on the Point Blank Radio column and or the Point Blank Radio website, and, you know, leave a comment saying, hey, we would love for you guys to talk about A, B, C, and D.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a really good idea.
You know, callers, this show is for y'all. It's not for us. This show is definitely for y'all. We want to make sure that when we come on here, we're talking about stuff that y'all want to hear about. Because Kia, myself, and Elliot, we can just get on here and just talk. We just like talking about guns. We like talking about safety. But we want to make sure that this show is very productive. We want to make sure that once this show ends at 10 o'clock every Wednesday, you can say, hey, I took some stuff away. So, you know, by all means, folks, after the show today, you know, go ahead, subscribe to us. I have to say subscribe to us, you know. Gotta subscribe to Point Blank Radio. If you're not, you're not cool. I'm telling you all right now. Gotta be cool. We are the number one radio show in North Carolina. Can I say that?
Oh, here we go. One thing I do want to mention. I want to mention this. Elliot's not here, but I want to mention this, that he has a class that's coming up on, I think, June the 12th, and it is close quarters defense. So if you're in the Virginia area, Elliot's in Danville, is that right?
Yeah, he's in Danville, yes, ma'am.
So he has the close quarters self-defense, and that is when you have someone that is actually close to you, they're touching you, they already got their hands on you, how to defend yourself. So I'm excited about that class.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I want to make, if you are interested in that class, reach out to 610 Tactical. You can either DM them on Instagram or inbox him on Facebook and maybe he might get back to you. But
absolutely.
Definitely DM, direct message him on Instagram. Unless you could find out and learn more about it. But, I'm really excited about that class that he scheduled for that. So
since
he's not here
to
talk about it, I'll throw it out there. Huh?
Are you going to be able to attend that class, or no? You're not going to be able to attend that class.
I'm thinking about it. I'm just trying to see, look at scheduling and stuff like that.
Okay. If you attend, I'm gonna talk to my wife about attending as well. See if we both can go out there. You know what I'm gonna do, right? You know what I do if I get to attend that class, right? I'm gonna bring two guns out there, and I'm
a Taurus and a high point.
How to use these guns? I'm gonna bring a Taurus and a high point. Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna bring them both. I got my order in for the Yeet Cannon. Can't wait to get that. You thought I was joking.
That
wait till I get that bad boy. The Yeet Cannon.
I know you playing.
No, I'm so serious. I'm so serious, Kia. I can't wait to get that. It's for the culture. I got to do it for the culture. So as the time run down, I got a couple questions because I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying to get this cool young people gun talk. And here's where I would love for the callers to come in, 845-241-9979, before we finish up the day, finish up the show. So a street sweeper. What's a street sweeper? I don't know what a street sweeper is. I feel like I should know. Kia, what's a street sweeper?
A street sweeper. Well, you know what a street sweeper is. Don't even try it.
No, I really don't. I'm about to Google it right now.
No, you told me earlier. It's a shotgun. And
so a street sweeper really is.
Like,
that's all it is? Because I was just reading off of the thing. So
yeah.
It's a shotgun? Huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, I did not know that. I think it's a
20 or a 12 gauge or something.
Okay. Because I hear all these people talk all this gun slang talk, and I'm like, I don't know what this is. Oh, my gosh, it really is. It is. It's a 12-gauge Bulldog SWB street sweeper. And it has a revolving cylinder that is designed for riot control and combat. So that is a street sweeper. Ah. Yeah,
that's why
I got
it has that name.
Yeah, I want one.
Wait a minute, what state was that Bandos?
Let's see. It was, I think it might have been easier to just find the state. Connecticut. It was Connecticut. No street sweepers in Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Virginia. No street sweepers in Virginia as well. The Striker 12, commonly called street sweeper. Oh, I did not know that that's what a street – okay, so what about a Draco? That's the rapper gun. What's a Draco? That's the ultimate rapper gun right there.
First of all, let me tell you this. I'm not a rapper fan, number one. And I don't live here. But anyway, it's a like an AK pistol. You are so crazy.
Okay. You're
going to make me do the TikTok challenge?
This is a TikTok challenge? Oh, man. I did not know there was a TikTok challenge. See? Do you have TikTok?
Yeah, the song about the Draco.
There's a song. How does the song go, Kia? Please let me know.
I'm not doing it. No.
Folks, go and check out Kia's page. She has a TikTok. I don't know her TikTok information, but I will find
out. No, I do not have that TikTok. No, I do not.
No. I think she does TikTok shows with the Draco. All right. What's another nickname for a gun that you got? I pulled it up. Slang for gun. Because I'm that old guy, and I'm that corny. A strap. Are you strapped? That's an old one right there. That's old school. We all know what strapped is, right? A ling man. That's any type of weapon. I've never heard of that. A hammer. I know you've heard of a hammer, right? I pulled a hammer on that guy. Gave him
What is it?
A hammer? You never heard about the hammer? I got the hammer on me, man. I got the hammer.
What kind of gun are you talking about? Any gun?
It's just a gun. It's any gun. Yeah, it's any gun.
Okay.
Or the burner. I got the burner on me. Bro, I got the burner
on me.
Yeah,
I know that one.
I got the burner, yeah. The cannon.
Okay.
The blaster. Okay. The rod. That's a nickname for a pistol. Okay, these are just regular ones that I've heard in rapper songs and stuff.
Well,
I'm
you
saying rapper
heard,
songs
did you say
like,
the
I'm
heat?
Cool.
You said the heat too.
The heat. Let me see that up here. Ooh, the heat. The heater. It's up here. It's up here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, North Carolina.
What about the
Gat? I know every state.
You got the Gat.
The Gat. That's up here too. The Gat is up here. So, the Gat is up here. My wife, she be like, I got the Gat, and I'm always like, is it Gat or Gat? G-A-T or G-A-K? So being from North Carolina, what's the slang, the nickname for guns that you hear a lot down there? If someone
well, you name them.
Well,
I've heard them call all of those.
Y'all use all of them? In New York, we say the hammer. this one's weird. I've never really heard anybody say
the hammer. The heat.
Really? That's a weird thing.
The gat. Strap.
Have you heard the blicky?
The blicker.
You heard blicker?
What?
You almost got
the
blicky.
What?
The blicky.
Now, what'd you say it was
the
called?
Blicky. I said the blicky.
Nah,
no. You said blicker. No?
No, I don't know what. I've never heard that.
Listen, callers, listen. Obviously, we are not of the slang. We don't use slang with our firearms. For real. We are proper firearm people. Exactly. We are proper firearm users, folks. Okay? We do not use slang with our firearms. I call my AR, and I call my gun by its name. It's a Glock or a Taurus.
And you call your magazine your magazine, not your clip.
I call my because there is a difference, folks. There is a difference. There is a difference, but guess what? Everything that you all call a clip is not a clip. Okay,
that's
I'll
right.
Probably never touched a clip. All right, and the cylinder, not cylinders, not. See, now I'm going in. I gotta come off my little pedestal because I'll get up there real quick, my soapbox, and start going down the list of all the stuff that I'd be driving, that I'd be grinding my gears, and people call it. Okay, now everything's called a bullet, guys. All right, it's called a cartridge or a round, not a bullet. All right. so no, I always think it's interesting because you know my. In my classes, I've been honored in my last couple of classes. I have a lot of young folks in my class, and the names they have for their guns is interesting. And I always have to say, well, I don't know what that is. I don't know what you speak of, the street sweeper. I'm thinking the street sweeper is like a minigun or something like that, and I realize it's just a shotgun with a drum that they use for riot control. Now I know. Now if
right.
I sound cool
right.
educated. Slang-wise, when I hear of this, you know, I'm looking at the time right now. We're counting down. I wanted to leave you with a piece of interesting fact that I saw yesterday about
okay.
how strict the gun laws are in New York. And you tell me what you think of this one. Did you
okay.
know you will be brought up that you could be brought up on felony charges? You're considered a felon. If you go to New York and you go to a range and touch a gun, right now you can come to Virginia. I can say, Kia, let's go to the range. We go to the range. You say, I want that gun. And we go shoot, have fun for the hour. We can't do that in New York. You know why?
Because we're not residents?
Because we are not residents. How crazy is that?
Wow.
Right? How crazy
so we
is
could,
that?
So we
folks?
Can never shoot in New York?
We can't shoot in New York. You can't touch a gun in the state of New York if you are not even a resident. How insane is that? And do you know where most of New Yorkers go to where they go to shoot guns? Legally, of course.
Virginia.
They go to Jersey, right across the bridge. No,
oh, Jersey.
Virginia.
Okay.
They might as well come to Virginia. It'll be a lot cheaper to come down to Virginia to shoot. But, you know, they go to Jersey because the laws is a little bit looser compared to New York. But that's all we got, folks. Tia, did you want to leave our listeners with any closing remarks?
Nope. I just want to say get some training, you guys. Learn the correct
yes.
way and the safe way to use your firearms, you know, and just, you know, I don't care what training you use, actually. Just I want you to be safe because then I'll feel safe.
Absolutely. And I second that. I second third and fourth that. Folks, till next time, you've been hanging out with Dwayne of Zach Tactical And Kia voted number one in North Carolina as the top instructor out there. Point blank firearm safety. Our brother in arms, Elliot, will be on next show. We love y'all. Enjoy the rest of y'all night.
And have a good night.
I have to throw that in there real quick. All right, Kia.